From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Bangladeshi security forces storm a restaurant to try to rescue hostages in Dhaka. The French news agency says security forces, including commandos, stormed the restaurant in the capital where dozens of people, including foreigners, had been held by suspected Islamic State militants. According to an AFP photographer at the scene, the sound of a massive gunfight could be heard as security forces launched the operation more than 10 hours after the hostages were taken. Heavily armed militants had overtaken the restaurant in the diplomatic zone on Friday night. Two policemen were killed. At least 26 people were wounded in a gun battle. The Islamic State did claim responsibility for it. The Bangladeshi authorities, or that is, a news agency affiliated with the Islamic State group, posted photos purportedly showing the bodies of hostages lying in pools of blood. The authenticity of the pictures could not be independently confirmed. A White House official said President Barack Obama was briefed on the attack by his chief counterterrorism advisor. The president was asked to be kept informed as the situation develops. A State Department spokesman said the United States is in contact with the Bangladesh government and has offered its assistance to bring those responsible to justice. A U.S.-led coalition airstrike killed Islamic State's deputy minister of war and a military commander in Mosul last month. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook said that the attack killed Basim Muhammad Ahmad Sultan al-Bajari, who oversaw the militant group's capture of Mosul. Hatim Talib al-Hamoudi, an ISIL military commander, was also killed. This is